Been reading the past few weeks, or a couple of weeks anyway, about John Paul II's view of what love is, and it's in context of preparing to read Theology of the Body, the original, which I've looked at but never read thoroughly, and I thought it was a good time now that it's been out for like 20 years. anyway, one of the things I've discovered is it's a lot of it is what I've kind of been teaching. So I think John Paul II's idea of what love is has certainly permeated the church. And it's the idea, he gets it from John of the Cross through John of the Cross. And it's the idea of love as self-gift. And that is, that is important, I think, to remember. We think of love in a lot of ways, but we don't often think of it as love as giving ourself away. And it's important, I think, especially in the context of today's reading, and this is why it came up for me in preparing it. We have the today in the first reading, we have sort of the consequences of original sin, which is that we are separated from God. And what did it come to? Well, originally Adam and Eve are in the garden. They are intimate with God. God has given himself this. They are accepting of it. They are intimate. Adam's first thought of when Eve was, here is one, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, here is someone. And then they, out of curiosity, tasted of the one fruit that God didn't give. They kind of took their focus off of God and put it on themselves. And I think that's one of the things that we do in original sin. If you think of people without God in their life, oftentimes they're quite self-centered. And if you think of this current culture that we have, everything is self. Everything is, how does it affect me? Everything, from the mistaken, the idea of having self-esteem is a good thing that people want to teach our young people. Self-esteem is good, but the way they do it is sort of the opposite of how you achieve self-esteem. Self-esteem is, by giving people, self-esteem is supposed to come out by giving, you never fail, you're always, everything you do is great and wonderful, and all that kind of thing, and get a participation, you get a trophy for just showing up and all of that. And that's not really how self-esteem comes about. It's self-esteem is one of those things that paradoxically, or it seems like a paradox anyway, self-esteem usually more comes about when you have the care, when you learn to love, when you learn to give yourself away. Self-esteem, we certainly want to remind people that God made them and they are good, and we don't label. It's not that, sometimes even when people make mistakes, we don't say, you're a bad person or anything. That part is good. There's, like many things, there's some truth to it. But what's really going to build self-esteem, what's really going to build character, is learning to love in that way, in that self-giving love, because that's what love is. And we have the example of God. God, entirely, this whole creation is gift. It is God giving himself. He gives himself, he shares his life, very life with us. Jesus comes and Jesus empties himself. Jesus completely gives himself over and continues to do that. His focus is all on the other person. His focus is on all on what people need, all the way to the cross. This is a portrait of love here, of completely giving self to the other, so that we may receive that, so that we may learn to give to Him first of all, and in doing so, we connect to God in that way. It's a wonderful thing, and I think for me, what it began with is sort of thinking in terms more of situations where, you know, for me it was more of an attitude change, and I'm still working on it, obviously. But it's kind of more of an attitude change is to focus on the other person in the situation. I guess I maybe began with not yelling at the lost luggage lady from Delta Airlines, who in fact did not lose my luggage. She didn't lose it, so you know. So you deal with it, you know, you're frustrated. You don't have to look happy or anything, but, you know, and things, you know, sort of not yelling at a person who had nothing to do with the situation, you know, that kind of thing. You focus on, you know, and it begins with sort of when we're frustrated and things like that, not taking that out on the people around us. Sort of, I guess it's patience, really. Patience was kind of the first thing that, and like I say, I'm working on it. I don't know that I would call myself terribly patient, but I'm more so than I used to be. You began by just an attitude adjustment, by thinking of the other person. You think of ways in which you can imitate Christ by focusing on the other. Ways in which you can give yourself as Christ gave Himself. That's how we grow, and that is what love is. That love is not, love is a person. Actually, John Paul II, just idea of personhood, it thinks of people not just as an abstract, just abstract entities and things like that. He thinks of people as people in action. In other words, what do you do? A person is a person in action. And that's what love is. Love is love in action. Love is that self-gift, giving self. We first give ourselves, of course, to God. Give ourselves back to God, really. Because when we do, the more we can give of ourselves to Him, the more we can empty ourselves out to God, the more room there is for God, because this gift is mutual. And ideally, of course, in love, ideally, is love mutual self-giving. And certainly with God, it is. So the more we can give to God, the more we can give. He can give back to us, and then the more we can give to others. And that's what, in the context of married love, it's kind of the ideal place for people to imitate God is the mutual self-gift in marriage. And so that's how John Paul II would define marriage, of course, and it kind of becomes then our illustration of how we can imitate the love. And of course, the mutual giving of the Trinity is that's what we are trying to imitate in this world here. And so, Adam and Eve, what they've passed on to us in original sin, I think, is that tendency of us to, what's in it for me? And that's what we want to get out of. And certainly, the culture has focused on that a lot. You know, it's what's in it for me. It's all on the self and none on the other. And of course, that's not how Jesus loves. That's not how He loves. Like, that's not the idea that He showed when He was here on earth, as a human like us, and that's certainly not what He has now, because Jesus continues to give. Here in this, you know, He gives through the sacraments, He gives forgiveness, He joins to himself in baptism and confirmation. He unites us in marriage. And, of course, he gives. That's why this sacrament here is so important, because this is Jesus still giving himself, still giving himself to us, and calling on us to learn to give as way, so as well. So those are just, we can, original sin can be overcome, but we need God to do it, because that's what, because the original sin was taking the focus off God. So now we give it back to God, and it can be overcome with God's help, and we can learn to love. We can learn to give to ourselves, and that's the path to holiness. It's the path to joy, too, because when you think of God, you think of joy and happiness. So the more we can imitate God in that way, the more we can give to God, the more joy he gives back, and the closer we are to him, and the better the world becomes, too. So just a couple of things to take with us here this morning.